This is DSG Herald News. Across the world, governments are responding to major political shifts, natural disasters, and changing traditions in the global sports. Across Africa, leaders continue to confront public safety challenges while communities adapt to a rapidly changing environment. Here in Nigeria, security, the economy, and public welfare remain at the center of national attention as authorities respond to pressing developments across the country. Here are the stories making headlines. The headlines. Britain's new Prime Minister Andy Bonham promises sweeping economic reforms. Peru races to rescue survivors after a deadly earthquake destroys homes. FIFA's first ever World Cup halftime show divides football fans worldwide. Spain celebrates a historic World Cup triumph after defeating Argentina. Spain sweeps the tournament's biggest individual football awards. Uganda halts school trips after a devastating bus crash kills 24. Nigeria's inflation slows again, but households still struggle with rising prices. Security forces rescue four abducted victims after the Kogi Neco attack. Flood waters force Rivers Church worshippers out of their auditorium. The full stories. Andy Bonham unveils new economic vision for Britain. Turning first to Europe, Britain has entered a new political chapter after Andy Bonham officially assumes office as the country's new Prime Minister. Bonham succeeds Keir Starmer and has pledged to steer the United Kingdom in a fresh economic direction during a period of rising public expectations. Speaking outside No. 10 Downing Street in London, he promised decisive actions to ease the cost of living crisis affecting millions of households. His plans include expanding affordable housing, introducing a long-term economic strategy, and giving more political powers to local communities. Bonham also identified homelessness as his government's first major priority, describing it as an urgent national challenge. Attention now turns to the formation of his cabinet and the policies that will define the new administration in the weeks ahead. Peru earthquake kills 5 and leaves hundreds homeless. Across South America, emergency teams are continuing rescue operations after a powerful earthquake struck Peru's central Junin region, leaving widespread destruction in its wake. The magnitude 5.1 earthquake killed at least 5 people and injured more than 20 others after shaking communities on Saturday night. Officials say dozens of homes collapsed, forcing about 300 residents from their properties. Hospitals and several historic buildings also suffered structural damage as engineers assessed the full extent of the disaster. Experts believe the earthquake's shallow depth, combined with the widespread use of traditional adobe construction, intensified the destruction. Peru's sites along the Pacific Ring of Fire, making earthquakes a constant threat and reinforcing the country's need for stronger disaster preparedness and resilient infrastructure. FIFA halftime show sparks worldwide football debate. Meanwhile, in North America, the FIFA World Cup has entered a new era after organizers staged the tournament's first ever halftime entertainment during the 2026 final between Spain and Argentina at New York New Jersey Stadium. The 11-minute production featured global music stars including Madonna, Shakira, Burnaboy, BTS, and Justin Bieber. Coldplay frontman Chris Martin curated the performance in partnership with Global Citizen. Supporters praised the spectacle for bringing fresh entertainment to football's biggest event and attracting new global audiences. Critics, however, questioned whether football should adopt the Super Bowl model, arguing that the traditional uninterrupted flow of the World Cup final should remain untouched. The debate is now expected to influence FIFA's plans for future tournaments. Spain clinches historic second World Cup title. Staying with football, Spain is celebrating across the country after lifting its second FIFA World Cup trophy with a dramatic victory over defending champions Argentina. Ferran Torres became the national hero after scoring the only goal of the match in extra time to secure a 1-0 win at MetLife Stadium as the final whistle sounded. Thousands of supporters poured into the streets of Madrid, Barcelona, and other cities, waving Spanish flags, singing victory songs, and sounding car horns late into the night. Torres dedicated his decisive goal to the people of Spain, calling the triumph a reward for the team's unity and determination throughout the tournament. The victory marks Spain's first men's World Cup title since 2010 and further strengthens La Roja's reputation as one of international football's greatest teams. Spain dominates FIFA World Cup individual awards. Still in international football, Spain's remarkable World Cup campaign has ended with a clean sweep of the tournament's most prestigious individual honours, underlining the team's dominance from start to finish. Midfielder Rodri received the Golden Ball after leading Spain with consistent performances throughout the competition. Goalkeeper Unai Simón claimed the Golden Glove following a record-setting defensive campaign that frustrated opponents throughout the tournament. Rising teenage defender Pau Cubarsí was recognized as the best young player after emerging as one of football's biggest, brightest new stars. Although France finished fourth overall, striker Kylian Mbappé secured the Golden Boot with 10 goals, once again confirming his status among the world's most dangerous forwards. The awards reflect Spain's strength in experience, youth, defense, and midfield, highlighting the depth behind its historic World Cup success. Uganda suspends school trips after fatal bus crash. Turning now to Africa. Uganda has suspended all school trips nationwide after a tragic road accident claimed the lives of 24 people, including 23 school children. The victims were traveling from an educational excursion to Sippi Falls when their bus crashed near Chikwatit village in Kapchowa district. Police say the driver lost control before the vehicle overturned and slammed into a large rock. The crash also killed the founder of King David Junior School in Kampala, while dozens of injured pupils remain in hospital receiving treatment. In response, the Ministry of Education has ordered an immediate suspension of school excursions while investigators determine the cause of the tragedy. Authorities have also instructed police to escort school groups already on the road as new learner transport safety guidelines are prepared to prevent similar disasters. Nigeria inflation eases, but household pressure persists. Turning now to Nigeria. Nigeria's headline inflation rate has eased slightly, but many families across the country continue to struggle with the rising cost of everyday living. The National Bureau of Statistics reports that headline inflation fell marginally from 15.93% to 15.91%, suggesting that the pace of price increases has slowed. However, food inflation continues to climb, with the prices of essential goods remaining high in markets nationwide. Economists say the latest figures should not be mistaken for falling prices. Instead, they indicate that prices are increasing more slowly than before. Analysts are urging stronger investment in agriculture, improved transport infrastructure, lower production costs, and policies that raise household incomes to deliver meaningful relief for millions of Nigerians. Security forces rescue four victims after Kogi Nickel attack. Elsewhere in Nigeria, security operatives have rescued four people abducted during Tuesday's attack on the National Examination Council, or NECO, examination center in Oloa, the Kina local government area of Kogi State. State Commissioner for Information Kingsley Fanwo said the successful operation followed Governor Ahmed Ododo's directive for a coordinated security response involving the Nigerian Army, the Department of State Services, the Nigeria Police Force, and local vigilante groups. The rescued victims include the school principal, a NECO official, and two students. Authorities say sustained pressure from security personnel forced the kidnappers to abandon the captives and flee. Such operations are continuing as security agencies work to identify, arrest, and prosecute those responsible for the attack, while reassuring residents that examination centers remain under increased protection. Rivers flood forces church worship outdoors. Staying with developments at home, heavy rainfall has forced members of New Covenant Anglican Church in Ogale, Elemen local government area of River State to hold their worship service outdoors after flood water submerged the church auditorium. Days of persistent rainfall left the sanctuary inaccessible, disrupting scheduled services and highlighting the growing impact of seasonal flooding across the region. The incident follows recent warnings from the Nigerian Meteorological Agency that River State remains among areas facing a heightened flood risk during the rainy season. Church leaders and residents are appealing for urgent government intervention to improve drainage systems and reduce future flooding. Emergency officials continue to assess affected communities as concerns grow over the wider impact of heavy rains on homes, public infrastructure, and livelihoods across the state. Those are the top stories shaping our world right now. Today's bulletin has tracked major political change in Europe, natural disaster in South America, evolving traditions in global sport, public safety challenges in Africa, and key national developments across Nigeria. At DSG Herald News, we remain committed to bringing you accurate, balanced, and timely journalism that keeps you informed wherever news unfolds. Stay informed, stay ahead. Visit dsgheraldnews.com for trusted news, in-depth analysis, and breaking stories from around the world. Subscribe for more news updates and follow DSG Herald News across all our social media platforms for continuous coverage. I am your presenter, Grace Ake. Thank you.